Okay, we have short Haggadah ideas number 10 for Tafshin Pei Beis. Learning Beis Chutz Shemin Soschah Fush Shlema for Esetil Bas Ariel Tzipora Besor Shchay Yisrael. You ever think about it? Right after Manishtana, get to Avam Adayin, you know, and then we get to the peculiar story of Maisa Rabbi Lazar, and everybody has the Seder by Rabbi Akiva. Instead of focusing on all the details that everyone usually focuses on, why did they go to Rabbi Akiva? How did they know that it was time to say Shema? I want to say give you a few ideas about who these Chachamim were, or why is it that the participation of these particular Chachamim in the Seder were significant. Why is the Baal Haggadah, the person who wrote the Haggadah, Elisha, telling us, every single person here, that it's important to tell us who they were? So I saw an incredible idea from Rabbi Chagai Velasquez for Haggadah. He says, you want to know why? Because every person mentioned in this story is special in their own way. It's to tell you the Chachamim are trying to teach us that every Jew is obligated in the mitzvah of a Sipor Yitzitz Mitzrayim. Starting with Gemara Sanhedrin, and Daft Tzadi Vav Amad Af. Rabbi Kiva was someone who came to that back to Torah. He descended from converts. So you might think that a ger is not chayiv and Sietz Mitzrayim, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Converts are also obligated in Sietz Mitzrayim. Number two, Kohanim. A Kohanim are a Kohanim have anything to do with Sietz Mitzrayim? You better believe it. Baba Metzia Yadav, Rabbi Lezim and Azariah, and Rabbi Tarfon. Both rabbis mentioned in the story here. Both Kohanim. So far we've seen that Geirim are included in the Sipor. We've seen the Kohanim are included in the Sipor. What about Levim? Comes along the Gemara over there, the same Baba Metzia Yudav. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lezin, were Levim as well. You might think the Levi didn't have to say the Sipor because they weren't part of the work. Comes along the Gemara and tells us, no, they're all. But also, besides being converts to Kohanim and Levim, they're also part of the Sietz Mitzrayim. Each of these Tanam were unique in their regard to their Torah study. Rabbi Elezer abandoned his father's wealth. He left his father's his riches. He left his father's wealth in order to be able to love and go learn Torah. Rabbi Yeshua was in the Beis Midrash while he was still in the cradle, while he was still a baby, because his mother put him there because she wanted him to hear the words of Torah. So he wanted him, she heard it for his neshama to hear the words of Torah to be on his heart, to be on his soul. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we know the Gemara in Brachas tells us, he became a Nasi at the young age of 18. A Nasi. The Prince of Torah, the Chaim Kanievsky, Zatzal of his nation, at only 18 years old. And Rabbi Akiva only started learning Torah at age of 40. And Menachas Chavtas of Abbas tells us that Rabbi Akiva would darshan every crown of every letter of every piece of Torah. Every letter in the Torah was significant to him. Every crown of a shin and every little dot on a yud, he's able to be able to expand and to withdraw ideas from. Boys, at the end of the day, why does the Baal Haggadah tell us these chacham in this city, why is it so special after Manashana Avad Mayinu? Number one, to tell us that every single Jew is special in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. Converts, Geirim, Kohanim, Levim, they all have a chiyuv in the Sipur of Asiyat Zatrayim, whether or not they were in the original story. But number two, says Rabbi Lovsky, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, they all had a dedication to Torah study. They all went above and beyond their nature to connect themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Limud Torah. We should all be Zoch Bez Hashem. Shkoich.